Okay.
As you know, Earthcon was one of the places which played an important part in your early researches, which resulted in several books. Would you give a brief introduction to these books?
Well, we started to study Earlscombe properly in 1973, though I'd done work on some other Essex villages before that, Hatfield, Peverell and Boreham and other places. And working on Earlscombe was absolutely instrumental in giving me the sudden jolt and alteration in my thought, which led on into my book on the origins of English individualism, because a lot of that is around, based on an evaluation of Earlscombe records, Jocelyn first and then the medieval records of Earlscombe. So the origins of English individualism came out of it, and then a number of other essays which I gathered together in the culture of capitalism. The family life of Ralph Jocelyn also was related to this, though I hadn't done much of the work here. Marriage and love in England was related to it. So really all my English books were related to this. Even some of my demographic work later on, The Savage Wars of Peace, comparing Japanese and English medical history and material history, because there's so many things about an English village and an English like this, if you study it in depth, which as soon as you go to other parts of the world, for instance, when we went to Nepal, with the memory of this and then coming back, the difference in the depth of the history of a place like this, this is 1,000–1,500 years of history, whereas the village we studied in Nepal was a couple of hundred years. The wealth of a place like this, the houses here over 500 years are richer than almost any houses you'll find in a place like Nepal or Japan or China or India. There are some rich houses, but here there are many, many rich houses. The material affluence of the people here, the sort of food they ate, good meat, good bread, good cheese, milk, lot of protein, the kind of clothes they wore, leather shoes, good stout woolen and other clothing. So the material culture of English villages, when you contrast it with the kind of world of a Japanese or a Chinese peasant in the 17th century, with this sort of world,